Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's time for another Morning Magic edition of How to Never Get Invited to Another Wedding as Long as You Live in One Single Step.
Mm-hmm.
This is incomprehensible to me. And Kendra, you're kind of on board with this.
Not quite. Part of it I'm on board with.
Here's what happened. Couple gets married in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Bride invites a friend of hers, and the friend asks if he can bring his daughter and the daughter's boyfriend. The daughter and the daughter's boyfriend come to the wedding, but they come with all this Tupperware to take home the leftover food.
Oh, my God.
Which they then proceed to fill. And they grabbed a couple of centerpieces out the door, too.
I wouldn't do that. That's not okay.
I don't even take cake home from a wedding, but I am a leftover person. But a wedding is a different animal. That's different. I wouldn't quite go there.
No, you don't. You are served what you're served, and then that's it.
You take it away, and then it's time to dance.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't come with Tupperware at a wedding or any kind of an event like that, a milestone event. You don't come with your Tupperware in your car and be like, "I'll be right back," right. And then you go and get your Tupperware and start filling it up.
But Kendra, you would do it at a dinner party or like a barbecue or a friend's house or something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it at a wedding, but I'd do it at someone's house. I keep a little Tupperware. I bring it with me if I know I'm going to like an event or like a house or a party where there's going to be lots of food.
I'll bring Tupperware in your car,
like,
and when you're leaving, you say, "I'll be right back," and you come with your Tupperware?
No, they'll usually say, "I bring like the rectangular deep ones," because in case you have meats and sides, you don't want them to mash with each other.
You leave it in the trunk.
Yeah, it's just I get like a big rectangular Tupperware, and I just leave it in the trunk, and then I know if there's going to be a huge buffet with food, and they'll say, "Oh, you know, you guys got to take some food home." I'll say, no, I actually have Tupperware. I have some in my car. I'll just bring it so you don't have to use your nice Tupperware. And I'll go get it. If I know them,
God.
I don't do it to like complete strangers,
what's the reaction that your hosts give you when you say, "I've got some Tupperware in the trunk. Save your Tupperware. I've got some of my own."
Well, that's what they say. And I'm like, no, I'll get mine. That way I don't have to wash it and give it back to you.
That is the equivalent of saying to somebody, "Why don't you just stay the night?" And them saying, "Okay, I'll be right back. I have
a
packed suitcase in the car." Yes,
no.
It is. It's out on your front step, a packed suitcase.
No, Steven's horrified, by the way. He is so not a leftover person. So every time I do it, he's like, "Kendra, it's so embarrassing." And then who's the first person diving into the food the next day? So,
my husband would be mortified if I did that.
Yeah, I don't think it's about being a leftover person.
No.
I think it's about being a person who's like, "You're done with that? What are you going to do with all that food that's left?" I mean, maybe is it like really close friends, relatives? Maybe you could do it with them.
Yeah, close friends and relatives, but I won't say I'll take the food home. I wait for them to offer like, "Oh, we got to get rid of this food." And I'm like, "I actually have Tupperware. Don't even use yours.
I think it's so weird.
Why? They're going to throw the food away.
I host Thanksgiving and I send people home, but I say, "Hey, you guys," and I take out, I usually buy extra Tupperware. Like just the disposal kind of Tupperware.
Portioned out
and
things.
I send my mother-in-law, my mom home with some food. It's Thanksgiving. I think that's normal. Mm-hmm. But to go to somebody's event and you know it's going to be a buffet and to pack Tupperware in your trunk.
I pack one Tupperware.
I think we're with you until the moment.
You stack them in each other so that you can take home several things: meat, sides, cake.
Well, no, I just pack one giant deep one so that they can all fit in one thing and they don't touch. You know,
right?
So
that's weird.
You're on your own on this one.
Kendra. That's so weird.
We're with you until the moment you say, "I've got my own Tupperware in the trunk."
No, that's weird.
Up until that point, it's like,
if somebody offers, would you like to take something home and they pack it up for you, fine. We're just saying it's weird to drive around with Tupperware in your trunk hoping you can get food from an event.
I don't hope that I can get food. I just know there will be, so I just assume they're going to drive.
Oh, my God. No, people have to call us because this is
weird.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but it's weird.
You're on your own on this one, Kendra. It's sorry. No,
we
and
live
I love
in New
I
England.
Love the leftovers and I'm happy to take some home. But that
Me too.
What does that conversation sound like? Like the look on your host's face when it must change. From
right.
Like, oh no, I'd like you to take some of this home to you have
Tupperware
in
your
trunk? Like how does that even
I
work?
I know. Totally.
They're like okay.
617-931-1067. Let us know what you think. I'd love to hear somebody else that goes, yeah, no. I travel around with Ziploc bags.
Right.
And
who does that?
Oh, you keep a few Ziploc. You always need to keep a couple in your little glove compartment. You have your umbrella, you have your ice cream and a blanket.
And here we are back at the beginning again.
No, please stop. Don't tell me you have Ziploc bags.
Just a couple, like two or three, just in case you need them for something.
I actually agree that, we have a lot of, our family have a lot of parties, and it's friends and family, and a lot of times everybody's taking food home.
Yeah.
So, not at a, we don't do that at weddings, but it's just at every party. So now, like, I just went to a communion, they had the takeout plates for the guests.
Well,
home.
I think that's a nice touch if the host puts them out there for the guests.
Right,
yes.
But would you drive around with Tupperware in your trunk anticipating that somebody might give you leftovers?
I'm not driving around anticipating.
Well, I actually have had, I take Tupperware to work back and forth, so sometimes I'll have it. And then when I bring it inside, somebody will be like, do you have any more? But I don't have it stacked in my car, but I have had the Tupperware in my car, but it's not stacked in my car.
Understood.
It's not stacked in my car.
But it's so common because the thing is, when we have parties and people are using, running out of plates and then everybody's
right.
trying to put
See?
Foil.
Right, plastic bags, foil,
foil
sure.
And scrambling for plastic bags.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes they're even taking the buffet aluminum pans.
Right, yeah.
And you have to wrap it in there.
Those and put them in plastic bags.
They want their food.
Just come to me. I've got
all right.
Thanks for the check-in. Have a great day.
Bye.
Take care.
Hi, Morning Magic. Is it weird that Kendra has Tupperware in her trunk?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to have to side with Kendra.
Oh,
on
the
this
horror.
One.
What? That's
what?
Yes, because when I go, and again, this is for people that you know that you're friendly with. Like when I go to my family, especially, they'll say there's going to be leftovers, bring Tupperware, because if you don't, then either one, you miss out on it, or two,
see,
you get everything on a paper plate,
and then it goes
falls apart and wrecks your car.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, my
so
God.
So I
you're
totally
my hero.
Agree with Kendra. I think it's a great idea. And if you ever come to my house, Kendra, bring some Tupperware.
I'll bring tons.
All right.
This
All
is
right.
great.
So let it be written. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Hi,
Bye.
Magic. Good morning. So how much Tupperware do you have in your trunk right now?
I do have one.
Okay.
It was from a previous party that I left. They gave me the Tupperware with food, and now I'm trying to return it, but I'll probably end up filling it the next time I go there for
the event. Just keep it, see?
No,
there
but,
you go. You're one step closer.
No, but still, what's your name?
Michelle,
but is it a little weird if, like, Kendra's at somebody's house and they're like, oh, would you like to take some leftovers home? And she goes, yeah, hang on. I have a stack of Tupperware in my trunk.
I don't have a stack. I have
isn't
one.
It, it's a little weird, Michelle. Isn't it?
Kind
of a little weird.
I'm calling to defend you, Kendra.
I love
this. If I was hosting the party and I was ready to give you a bunch, I don't really want to hand you my Tupperware.
Right.
So
exactly.
I appreciate that you come with your own. So you can come to my house anytime.
Well,
this is fantastic.
Again, when it comes from the host or the hostess
right.
who says, I would like you to take some right. of this food home. That's a different story.
Right. And if you're the hostess, just buy some of the cheap Tupperware
but
to give
I don't
to your
want
guests.
Them. I'm trying to save you some money. You don't have to give
oh,
me your stuff, spend the money. There you go.
Listen. She's also recycling, and I can appreciate that buying
okay.
more Tupperware.
These people
All right,
are on
Michelle.
The side. I love
for that,
this.
I guess.
All right. Thank you.
Michelle, take care. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep, be well.
Good luck, Kendra.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Magic 106.7. Good morning. How much Tupperware do you have in your trunk now?
Kendra, no!
See?
You're so wrong!
Isn't it?
On so many levels.
Why are you doing that? You don't do that.
I know. I
see. That's
just
what we're
trying
to
tell
conserve.
Her.
They don't have to give me their property or spend the money on buying Tupperware. So there you go.
Don't do it.
I can't help it.
That's wrong.
Yeah, we've been trying to tell her that. It's just like the manners are just like, oh yeah, I happen to have like anticipated that you're going to give me food, and here is my stack
say
of
anything.
Tupperware.
I let them offer it
no,
first.
No, it's
all?
Weird.
Your husband's a cop. Have him lock you up on the car. So you don't
oh, trust
that.
Me. He will after he has this conversation on the
yeah.
air.
Trust
oh,
me.
My Lord. Yeah. No.
Have a great day. Thanks for
you
your.
Don't do that.
emphatic check-in on this one. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.